Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy, chop it up or do or die? Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy, chop it up or do or die?
It was 7-0-E-M, fly love to them last in the BM, sipping C grim, chewing on the tree stem, touching on my faux fin, moving to the back so I can feel beeping this tall pin, speed to the phone with a slow limb, and a trip out there, sipping 3-1-2-7-6-2. Three-line connection, a surrender that wanted affection. Just bringing the dream, we got the fiction need, and plus we strapped with two coattails. I put the phone on the hook, then the pause for a minute, cause I forgot why I'm at a low.
Yep.
And if it's another guy, put them on a snap, and I straight up check them down. Really down to the crib we go.
Do you wanna ride in the backseat of a Caddy, chop it up?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Mr. Tapers, Barber Life, in full effect, y'all. We have come here for the new year to start off strong, super strong, as we say. Shout out to everybody who was holding down with us in 2023. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, every listener, everybody who clicked on our website, everybody who checked out our post on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Shout out to the whole Barbers Only magazine, Mr. Taper, Barbers Life family. We started off the new year strong, y'all. We started off on a series by the one and only Mr. Country Wayne. If you've been living under a rock, Country Wayne is a world-renowned, super funny comedian. And he has a series on YouTube, Facebook, and I was blessed to be a small part of it. I played a part of a barber. What a stretch. Yeah, on one of the episodes, I played a part of a barber. And let me tell you how it all started. A friend of the family, my man Jay, he is working big time part on this series with Country Wayne. And I just bugged him. I was like, yo, let me get on. I could do this. I could do that. You know, and I really thought he wasn't taking me seriously. But one day out the blue, he was like, yo, we shooting this episode. I need you to be there. And I was like, what? Okay. So keep in mind, they shooting an episode at 2. I get a call around 11 a.m., okay? They shooting an episode at 2. He's like, yo, be there. And I'm like, yo, what about a script? You know what I'm saying? Something I could study, but none of that. So I get to the shop, and it's cool because obviously I know Jay, that's family. But, you know, it didn't really hit me that, yo, I'm going to have to do this script improvised. You know what I mean? It didn't really hit me because to me, it was just me and Jay doing improvisational drama or improvisational comedy. Improvisational, that don't sound right. Improvise. Improvisational. Yeah. Anyway, so he tells me what he wants me to say, and basically he gives me some bullet points to go on, and then I have to improvise the rest. So I'm like, okay. And we shot it twice. Only 2 times. And we were done. And I'm sure, you know, if you are a fan of Country Wayne, you've seen the episode with the barber where I was talking to Jay and he was telling me about his problems. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I'll leave the link in the comments. Yeah, it was a nice experience. So to be honest with you, I was just like, okay, that's cool. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking anything about it until a couple of days later, my phone starts blowing up. people are like, yo, I seen you in that Country Wayne skit. I was like, yo, what the? I'm talking about just random people. Just like, yo, I seen you. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay. Okay. But here's the deal, though. And this is my fault. In the skit, it appears I have to act like I am finishing Jay's cut. But in reality, he hadn't had a cut in about 8 days. So it was really growing back. And I didn't cut it in the first place. But, you know, for guys who have that hairstyle, that brush length style, you know, it looks crazy after about 8 days, about between 7 and 10 days when it grows back, you know, depending on what kind of style you get, it'll look a little crazy. So I got roasted in the comments. They were like, yo, I can't believe you cut that hair. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, shoot. I ain't even think about, like, literally cutting hair. Plus, he was on a short schedule that day, because I did ask him, like, yo, we going to cut your hair? He's like, nah, I got to get over here. I got to shoot this over there. So I was like, okay, cool, no big deal. So anyway, after that experience, I was like, yo, from now on, whenever I'm doing a scene with somebody in my chair, they have to really get cut by me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened with the next episode. But back to the first one, it was a real good experience. You know, I got some good exposure. And for everybody asking, no, I did not meet Country Wayne. And I don't expect to, you know what I'm saying? He's a busy brother. But I'm just blessed that, you know, I was allowed to be a part of that. A part of his unofficial family, so to speak. So shout out to Country Wayne and shout out to Jay for looking out for me. Okay, now the second episode, and this here's a surprising part. I didn't really think we were going to shoot a second episode so soon, because, you know, my idea of being a part of the series, I was just like, yo, let me just get a little cameo shot, you know, and that's it. But, you know, he was like, yo, the first episode did good, so let's shoot another one. So I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So, and I don't want to give it away because it hasn't come out yet. But the second episode, I got to do, got to have a little bit more lines. And I got to show off my skills a little bit, you know, actually a lot, to be honest with you. For those who follow me, Mr. Taper 06, you can see what I did on my man, Philip Benjamin Hudson. Shout out to him, too, for allowing me to bless him with that fire haircut. But yeah, the second episode, I got to really contribute a little bit more, so that was even better. So that episode should be out sometime this week as well. So, you know, shout out to the whole Country Wayne family, man. I love all the series. I look at all of them, and I love, you know, to see, you know, just not that it's all black people, but I love to see black people working, you know what I'm saying, working, doing something positive, you know what I'm saying. So shout out to the whole Country Wayne family. So I zero gapped my Babyliss trimmers, okay? And to a barber, that's like, okay, yeah, so what? But to me, that was a big deal, because normally I get my Babyliss trimmers out the box and I just start cutting with them. The reason being, I am an OG, and I'm from the place that says you get a pair of trimmers, you out the box, you use them for a little while, break them in, and then they'll be right. You know, if you have to adjust them, go ahead, zero gap them. But for the most part, I break them in. But this particular time, my trimmers were not hitting, and they haven't been hitting for about 3 months. And, you know, I've been doing a lot more razor work. I've been relying a lot more on my 4 Moss trimmer, but I'm even wearing that down. Those are my heavy hitters because those things, you talk about cutting sharp out the box, those things were incredibly razor sharp out the box, and they held me down for over a year, just super sharp. But even those were wearing down, and I was like, yo, I got like 5 trimmers from 1 to 10. They are lining up like 6.5s, you know, with my 4 Moss trimmer still hitting, but only like a 7.5, 8, you know, out of 10. So I was like, yo, I got a zero gap my joints, you know. Now, I had zero gap these trimmers before, years ago. But for some reason, I never used the little screwdriver thing that, you know, with the little screwdriver tool. Everybody should know about it. Everybody has bought a pair of Babbler's trimmers. And the little screwdriver that comes with it, that little tool that goes on the back of the blade, I never used that. However, today I used that. And what, boy, my trimmers were hitting. So I had like 4 Babbler's trimmers. I adjusted all of them. And all of them, no matter, some of the blades are new, some of them are old, they are all hitting. So shout out to Babbler's, man, because, you know, y'all have really invented an incredible tool. You know, I know that y'all have been out for years now, but they're still, to me, one of the top 3 trimmers in my book. You know, I hear a lot of people say about other trimmers that are number one, and they could be, because I got some couple of them coming in, and we're going to test them out. But Babbler's, you know, they still in the top 3 trimmers in the game, you know, as far as my book. But I'm going to be honest with you. I am very excited to get my Stylecraft Saber trimmers and my Stylecraft Instincts, because I've been hearing a lot of noise about them. And not only have I been hearing, I've been seeing a lot of results, good results, coming from these trimmers, man. I'm talking about videos where, shout out to YouTube Barber Academy. He had a video where a guy had like a mullet, like a full mullet. And he had the trimmer, and he just tapped it, and it went from full mullet to a bald head, like a clean bald head. And I was like, that right there was enough for me to be like, yo, I need these like today, you know. But another person said, yeah, those Sabres are really good. Who was that? I can't remember. Another influencer said that, and he had. But he said they're too loud. And he said if you're in a suite, you know, that might be too loud. He said it's cool for a barbershop. To be honest with you, if it has the results, I really don't care about how loud it is, as long as it's, you know, not as loud as, you know, the original cordless masters were. But, you know, I don't care how loud it gets. If I'm getting a super crispy line, and if it's cutting bulk really good, like I hear it is, I can deal with the noise. I think the guy on YouTube Barber Academy said that it was 9,500 RPM or 9,200. And then the nearest trimmer is 7,200. So I can't wait to get those Sabres and those Instincts. I should have those in about a week. And I got a feeling I'm going to be very happy with them joints. I want to get back into competition Like I said previously, I need the right models, but you never know. If these trimmers are as good as I think they are, and if I, you know, being that I have zero gapped, you know, all of my other trimmers, my lines are definitely more crispy, like definitely. And I might decide to just like, yo, take my old model, give it a try, and just see what happens. Even though, you know, I know he doesn't really have the right texture to win a competition, but who knows? Who knows? So, and speaking of competition, I really, really want to go to the Chicago Major League Barber Midwest show. It's January 21st. That is, 2 weeks. Shout out to Joe Flano. Shout out to Nori, Major League Barber. What you guys have done with that show is amazing. The growth of that show is amazing. I want to go. I'm gonna be honest with you. But I got to move some things around and see what I can do. But I definitely want to go to the Major League Barber Chicago Midwest show January 21st. If you anywhere in the Chicago area or anywhere, you know, that's one of the shows you should go to. You know, we're going to do a episode on the top shows that you should go to. But that is definitely one of the shows on my list that if you're a barber, you should go to that show. So shout out to Joe Flano and Nori and the Major League Barber team. All right. Yeah, y'all, I just want to say thanks again for everybody for being down with me for 2023. Thank God for healing my body. And let's continue our strong presence in 2024 as Mr. Taper's Barber Life keeps it moving. Yeah.